Section. Introduction. In this section, we delve into the realm of large language models, LLMs, and their remarkable ability to engage in in-context learning, ICL. We have observed that LLMs can grasp new tasks solely from input-output examples, also known as shots, that come before a test input within the LLM context. However, the context window of an LLM, which refers to the amount of tokenized inputs it can handle for each forward inference, sets a limit on the number of shots available for ICL. This limitation has confined prior research to the few-shot learning scenario. Although less explored, many shot learning, which involves ICL with a large number of shots, such as hundreds or more, has the potential to enhance LLMs, making them more versatile, adaptable, and ultimately more valuable. For instance, many shots enable a clearer task specification compared to using only a few shots, which may lead to ambiguity. With the recent expansion of context windows in publicly accessible LLMs by at least 100 times, from a few thousand tokens in models like GPT-3 and Llama 2 to 1 million tokens in Gemini 1.5 Pro, exploring many-shot ICL has become feasible. Our study aims to investigate how increasing the number of in-context examples, shots, impacts LLM performance across various downstream tasks. To gain comprehensive insights into many-shot learning, we assess its effects on a range of commonly used tasks such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, algorithmic reasoning, outcome reward modeling, low resource machine translation, planning, and sentiment analysis. We have found that many-shot learning, using hundreds or thousands of shots with Gemini 1.5 Pro, leads to significant performance improvements across these tasks. Moreover, we have observed that maximum performance is often achieved when the number of shots reaches hundreds of thousands of tokens. While many-shot learning shows great promise, it can be hindered by the requirement for high-quality, human-generated outputs, especially in complex reasoning tasks like question answering. To address this challenge, we introduce reinforced ICL and unsupervised ICL as potential solutions. Reinforced ICL involves replacing human-written rationales with model-generated ones, filtered based on answer correctness, for in-context learning. On the other hand, unsupervised ICL prompts the model with only problems instead of problem-solution pairs. Our experiments on reasoning and problem-solving tasks demonstrate that both reinforced and unsupervised ICL with many shots can outperform few-shot ICL with human-generated rationales. Furthermore, we explore how the learning dynamics of in-context learning evolve from few-shot to many-shot scenarios. We have discovered that with an adequate number of examples, ICL can overcome pre-training biases and tackle high-dimensional prediction tasks involving numerical inputs effectively. This highlights the potential of many-shot learning to adapt to new tasks and domains that may not align with an LLM's training data. Surprisingly, the order of examples can significantly impact ICL performance, even in many-shot settings. Additionally, we have found that the commonly used next token prediction loss may not consistently predict ICL performance on problem-solving and reasoning tasks. Our key contributions include a systematic evaluation of LLM performance at different scales of in-context examples, the introduction of reinforced and unsupervised ICL to reduce reliance on human-generated data, and insights into how many-shot ICL can overcome pre-training biases and excel in non-natural language prediction tasks. Section summary. In this section, we explore the potential of many-shot learning in large language models, LLMs, by scaling the number of in-context examples, shots, to improve performance across various tasks. By using hundreds or thousands of shots with models like Gemini 1.5 Pro, we observe significant performance gains in tasks such as math problem solving, question answering, summarization, and more. Additionally, we introduce reinforced and unsupervised in-context learning methods to reduce reliance on human-generated data, showing effectiveness in reasoning and problem-solving tasks compared to few-shot learning. Section. Long context scaling laws. In this section, we have explored the scaling laws related to long context predictions. Previous studies have shown that longer contexts lead to better next token prediction accuracy, which we have also confirmed in our research. However, we have identified limitations in using next token prediction loss as a sole metric for evaluating long context performance, as the prediction loss may decrease even when overall performance levels off. We have also delved into the concept of learning from self-generated data. Many recent works suggest fine-tuning language models using self-generated data to enhance performance. This method involves generating samples from the model, filtering them based on feedback, fine-tuning the model on these samples, and iterating this process several times. We have extended this idea to in-context learning and specifically studied the effectiveness of reinforced in-context learning, ICL, in reasoning and problem-solving domains. Furthermore, we have investigated the use of self-generated data for in-context learning in classification tasks. Our approach involves generating demonstrations based on the test input for each possible class label and incorporating these demonstrations in the context for making final predictions. In contrast to existing methods, our approach does not rely on the test input for data generation and can be applied to various problems with reliable reward signals beyond just classification tasks. Moreover, we have examined how language models, LLMs, learn input-output relationships during in-context learning. Previous studies have shown that LLMs can learn these relationships, but the amount of training examples plays a crucial role. Our work extends this trend to much longer context lengths, demonstrating that pre-training biases can be overcome with sufficient training examples. Additionally, we have discussed the concept of in-context learning, ICL, which enables LLMs to learn new tasks solely from examples provided at inference time. Unlike task-specific fine-tuning, ICL does not require optimizing model parameters, allowing LLMs to perform a wide range of tasks without specialization. In our evaluation, we have used the Gemini 1.5 Pro Mo model with a context length of 1 million tokens, the largest publicly available. We employ greedy decoding for evaluation and randomly sample in-context examples for each K-shot prompt multiple times to ensure reliable results. By including all in-context examples from prompts with fewer than K examples, we aim to gather additional information from using more shots. Furthermore, we have evaluated machine translation performance from English to low-resource languages like Tamil and Kurdish using different numbers of in-context examples. By incorporating multiple translation pairs as shots from the Floris Dev split, we observed significant improvements in translation quality with many-shot ICL compared to few-shot scenarios, even outperforming Google Translate in some cases. Section summary. In this section, we explore the scaling laws related to long context predictions, noting that while longer contexts generally lead to lower next token prediction loss, this metric may not fully capture overall performance improvements as it continues to decrease even when performance plateaus. We also delve into the concept of in-context learning using self-generated data, extending this idea to reinforced in-context learning, ICL, for reasoning and problem-solving tasks, showcasing its efficacy in improving language model performance without the need for task-specific fine-tuning. Section. Summarization. In this section, we delve into abstractive summarization to test how well LLMs can grasp the main idea of a text. We use scaling examples for ICL to see how well the model can adapt this skill to different topics, which is important for real-world scenarios. Our evaluation focuses on the XSum task from the GEM benchmark. By using examples from the XSum development set for many-shot ICL, we also explore how well the model can generalize to XLSum. To measure performance, we use RouGEL on the first 150 articles in the test set to compare the generated summaries with the reference summaries. Many-shot ICL performs impressively close to specialized summarization models like Pegasus and Mt. 5 fine-tuned on XSum and XLSum, respectively. Interestingly, we noticed that the many-shot prompted model sometimes creates summaries with made-up dates and times, even though this information is not in the original summaries. However, performance on XLSum consistently improves with more shots, showing positive transfer from many-shot learning to a related task. Moving on to planning in the logistics domain, while LLMs have shown strong reasoning abilities, their capability for common-sense planning appears limited. We investigate whether many-shot ICL can enhance their ability to generate simple plans in this domain, which involves transporting packages within and between cities using trucks and airplanes. By creating planning problems and computing optimal solutions, we observe a significant improvement in success rate with more shots, indicating the potential of many-shot ICL to enhance the common sense planning skills of LLMs. Next, we focus on learning code verifiers in context to improve LLM reasoning. Instead of using test time verification, we train verifiers within the learning process. By creating in-context examples for code verification and evaluating verifier performance, we find that the prompted verifier significantly enhances accuracy with more in-context examples, demonstrating the effectiveness of many-shot ICL in improving solution correctness verification. Furthermore, we explore the challenge of many-shot learning without human-written rationales, especially for complex reasoning tasks like GPQA. We introduce reinforced ICL, where we use model-generated rationales for in-context learning. This approach leverages model-generated rationales to enhance problem-solving tasks, showing promising results comparable to human-written rationales. Section summary. In this section, we explore abstractive summarization to test the comprehension ability of large language models, LLMs, in capturing text essence, showcasing the effectiveness of many-shot and context learning, ICL, in generalizing this skill across various topics. We also investigate the adaptability of many-shot ICL to improve common-sense planning abilities in the logistics domain, demonstrating significant success rate enhancements with increasing numbers of shots. Additionally, we delve into learning code verifiers in context, showcasing how many-shot ICL can enhance the ability of LLMs to verify correctness of solutions without relying on human-written rationales, offering a promising approach for complex reasoning tasks like GPQA. Section: Unsupervised ICL. In this section, we explore unsupervised ICL. We were inspired by the positive outcomes of reinforced ICL and decided to take it a step further. We pondered what would happen if we eliminated rationales from the many-shot prompt entirely and only provided the model with inputs, like problems. The unsupervised ICL prompt comprises a preamble, a list of unsolved inputs or problems, and a zero-shot instruction or a few-shot prompt with outputs for the desired output format. The idea behind many-shot unsupervised ICL potentially outperforming few-shot learning with human demonstrations is that when the model already knows how to solve a task, any additional information in the prompt that can narrow down the required knowledge becomes beneficial. This aligns with the concept that ICL helps the model locate latent concepts, such as math problem solving, acquired during pre-training. Therefore, the prompt components, inputs, outputs, and their mapping, can aid in identifying such concepts. While unsupervised ICL is versatile, it may not work well when the outputs are crucial for defining the task, as seen in low-resource machine translation negative results. We assessed reinforced and unsupervised ICL on the challenging Hendrix math dataset, which features high school competition-level math problems. We used the Math 500 test set to present our findings. For unsupervised ICL, we added a four-shot prompt after the unsolved problems. Both reinforced and unsupervised ICL outperformed ICL with ground truth solutions in both few-shot and many-shot scenarios on MATH 500. The performance of ICL improved with more examples in the prompt up to a certain point, after which it declined. Reinforced ICL showed performance improvement with more examples, reaching a plateau at around 25 examples, about 5% higher than ICL. Notably, many-shot ICL achieved comparable or better performance using only problems compared to using problems with solutions, indicating that solutions may not be necessary for problem-solving in this domain due to pre-training exposure to math-related data. We also investigated whether many-shot ICL enhances transfer performance on the GSM 8K dataset, which has a different problem distribution than math. The results showed that reinforced ICL with math prompts excelled on GSM 8K, outperforming ICL with ground-truth math solutions and unsupervised ICL in the many-shot setting with at least 25 shots. This suggests that model-generated solutions can improve generalization better than just using problems or combining them with ground-truth solutions for ICL. Furthermore, we delved into question answering using the Google Proof QA benchmark, focusing on graduate-level reasoning in biology, physics, and chemistry. We observed significant improvement in average test accuracy with ground-truth rationales from 5 shots to 125 shots, with the best-performing 125-shot prompt nearly matching the state-of-the-art Claude 3 Opus accuracy. Reinforced ICL indicated that model-generated rationales on GPQA were better than ground-truth rationales up to 25 shots, with similar performance for more shots. Unsupervised ICL did not exhibit a consistent trend, sometimes performing better than ICL with ground-truth rationales depending on the number of shots but generally falling short of reinforced ICL. Section summary. In this section, we explore unsupervised in-context learning, ICL, by prompting models with inputs only, without rationales, to enhance problem-solving capabilities. By evaluating on challenging math problems, we find that both reinforced and unsupervised ICL outperform ICL with human-written solutions, showcasing the potential of model-generated solutions for better generalization. Additionally, our results on the Google Proof QA benchmark demonstrate that model-generated rationales can improve performance, with reinforced ICL excelling in problem-solving tasks compared to unsupervised ICL and ICL with ground-truth solutions. Section: Algorithmic and Symbolic Reasoning, Big Bench Hard. In this section, we evaluated reinforced ICL on challenging algorithmic reasoning tasks in Big Bench Hard. We chose 8 tasks with low chances of false positives and used a standard 3-shot COT prompt to generate rationales. These rationales were filtered based on correctness and organized into prompts with varying numbers of problem-rationale pairs. Our test results showed that reinforced ICL performed better than the standard 3-shot COT prompt for most tasks, with performance improving as the number of prompts increased for 7 out of 8 tasks. In some cases, reinforced ICL even outperformed human-written prompts. This suggests that model-generated rationales can sometimes surpass human-written ones, even with the same amount of data. We then explored how ICL behavior changes from few-shot to many-shot scenarios. When using many-shot ICL on the financial phrase bank sentiment analysis dataset, we found that the model struggled to unlearn biases from pre-training data in few-shot scenarios. However, as the number of shots increased, the model's performance on challenging label relationships improved significantly. This indicates that with enough in-context examples, language models can overcome pre-existing biases. Next, we tested many-shot ICL's ability to learn abstract mathematical functions with numerical inputs, such as parity functions and high-dimensional linear classification. By providing in-context exemplars, the model could determine the classification of unseen data points without explicit knowledge of the decision boundary. Our results showed that many-shot ICL performed well, approaching the performance of a strong baseline method like k-nearest neighbors, especially when using a higher number of shots per class. Section summary. In this section, we evaluate reinforced ICL on challenging algorithmic reasoning tasks from Big Bench Hard, selecting tasks with low false positive likelihood. By using model-generated rationales, reinforced ICL outperforms human-written prompts, showing that with more prompts, performance improves for most tasks. Additionally, we explore how many-shot ICL can overcome pre-training biases, demonstrating that with more in-context examples, language models can effectively learn abstract mathematical functions like parity functions and high-dimensional linear classification tasks. Section: Sequential Parity. In this section, we examine how well we can learn the sequential parity function using in-context learning. The parity function determines if a binary sequence has an even or odd number of ones by applying the XOR operation to all the bits. Despite the challenges faced by transformers trained for in-context learning, we evaluate the performance of in-context learning with a pre-trained large language model, LLM, on learning the sequential parity function over 20-digit sequences. We observe improvements in test accuracy as we increase the number of examples. The performance even surpasses that of a GPT-2 medium-sized transformer trained from scratch on 20 times more input-output examples. We then investigate whether the order of examples within the prompt affects model performance in many-shot scenarios. We evaluate different random orderings of fixed-in-context examples and find that performance varies significantly across different subareas. Interestingly, an ordering that works well in one subarea may not perform well in another, highlighting a challenge in achieving consistent results with many-shot-in-context learning for long-context models. Furthermore, we explore the relationship between negative log likelihood, NLL, and in-context learning performance. While NLL decreases predictably as the context length increases, it is not a strong predictor of downstream task performance. We find that NLL trends do not always align with actual performance outcomes, especially when prompts are out of distribution with respect to the test set. Additionally, we observe differences in NLL between model-generated outputs and ground truth outputs, indicating that NLL may not reliably predict final performance in problem-solving domains.